I would describe this place where we are right now as oak woodland, I would call it. I look at the oak trees, but right away I notice the cottonwoods. When I see cottonwoods, that tells me there's water. And these are big cottonwood trees and healthy. So obviously we're right here near the creek. I also notice native walnut trees, California black walnuts, and that's a good food source. We're sitting right here next to a little black walnut tree. And a few yards away is a big tree. I look across the irrigation slough there, and you see a couple of what we would call grandfather oaks, large oak trees. There's just a diverse abundance of trees and plant system here. You know, if someone asks me why I think it's so healthy around here, you just have to smell, and you smell the cottonwoods and some of the other plants, which means there's a lot of them. And to have a lot of anything, it has to be healthy, unless we're talking about weeds, and I guess they're healthy too. My favorite tree is the oak tree. Acorns, you know, are a great food source for deer and birds, and even the woodpeckers will take them and put them in the pine tree bark in the holes that they make. And then when they get buggy, as we call it, or wormy, they'll come back and eat the worms. And of course, you know, the birds nest and the deer eat and live under them. Oaks played a significant role, I would say, in the local native and the non-local native culture in this part of California because of the food source. An acorn you make, which I guess nowadays we would call a flour or a meal, and it would be pounded and sifted. Then it could be stored, or the acorns would be stored in a granary. And then basically you would make bread or soup. I've never done it, but I've seen it done, and people still do it today. This area that we're looking upon was possibly a Patwin people camp at one time. It looks like a great place. You obviously get a breeze like we are right now. You can harvest the acorns. You're not right next to the creek, but you're not far away, so you can take advantage of what the creek gives you, but be away a little bit. You have areas to farm and tend the gardens. You have shade. It's a nice place to live. Another thing I notice when I look out at this woodland and the kind of in-between part from where we sit and where we see the oaks are the wild grape and the elderberry. You know, a certain time of the year, about now, if the birds haven't eaten them all, you'll have little bunches of grapes. And my great-grandmother, she was called Ma Klein, Irish woman, made the best wild grape jelly. And the elderberries also make a great jelly, and some of the guys used to make a great elderberry wine also.